And I thought what I would do is just quickly highlight the traditional mediation advocacy topics that if you went to any CLE program that was just about mediation in general, that you often find people like me talking about. And then we would kind of see how those relate to some of the aspects of non-compete mediation based on my experience. Well, timing of the mediation is certainly something we always talk about. Is it better to do it early or late, pre-suit, at the outset, somewhere halfway through discovery, or on the courthouse steps? Mediator selection, again, we could go on and on about that. In my materials, I give you a little insight as to my personal rule of thumb about former judges. And my rule is that the longer that someone served on the bench, the less likely it is that they will be effective as a mediator. That's why I've always thought my friend at JAMS, Harlan Martin, he hit the sweet spot. Harlan was a state district judge many years ago for about 5 years, and I think that's perfect. Regrettably, I was only a state district judge for 1 year and would love to have had a little more experience, but the voters wouldn't allow it. But I think I do have fun with that issue, and I do think there is some truth to it. So anyway, pay attention to that. We'll talk about that in a minute. Participation, and by participation, I mean not just who is the other side going to have present with them. I mean, who are you going to have present with you? Okay, and sometimes people overlook the importance of who they are bringing and tend to focus on who the other side is bringing. You've heard discussion of this topic, engaged with your associates and partners on this topic many times.